Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
We get down here on the live-ish show on the internet, and so I am just truly excited because we have a phenomenal guest, like none of the rest. K. Michelle is in the building. What's up, K. Michelle? How you doing today, girl?
I'm doing great. Just out here chilling in L.A. eating.
I know that's right. Okay, that's the good thing about this internet radio, girl. You can be anywhere, all right, and still get the job done. So we're just grateful to have you today, and I just wanted to show you some love for you and your fans. You know, Brown Sugar Radio is honored to have you today. I love your slogan, live your dream and wear your passion. And, you know, I've been following you actually since you came out with the single Fallen, and I Just Can't Do This. I love both of those singles, and I want to celebrate your new single that we're going to actually launch today on Brown Sugar Radio. But before we get into the music, I found it interesting, K. Michelle, to see that you had actually went to school and had been trained vocally since you were 7 years old. So this ain't nothing new to you. You've been doing this for
a long time.
Okay.
Yes, yeah,
tell us a little bit as far as, you know, you've been vocally trained since you were 7 years old. What was it at seven how you knew this was a gift?
I've always wanted to sing. My mom had me in singing for a long time, and I've been doing.
Uh-oh. We lost you, K. Michelle. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? I think we lost her. She's on location, y'all, making a do what it do. Certainly, if you could probably move to another area, then we can hear you a little clearer. Oh, shucks. Okay, well, while we're waiting, shucks, we lost her. I still see you there on the switchboard, K. Michelle, so please either move to a different area where we can hear you or call back in. It happens. This is live radio, all right, and that's what it is. So, like I said, definitely we want to make sure that y'all continue to hang tight because K. Michelle, we're just waiting for her to get back on the line. She's in L.A. right now, and it looks like the call was dropped, but it's all good. I did open up the chat for those of you who are K. Michelle fans. And we're just trying to see what's going to happen here. Oh, can I get her back? Hello? Oh, shucks. Uh-oh. Shoot. Well, this is what happens. So, call us. Okay, Michelle, please call back in. And because I'm sure, I'd love to hear her story. You know, she just has such a incredible history. She certainly was not an overnight success, and she's toured in Asia with the Memphis Orchestra, Sound Fusion. You know, and the sister's just got skills. Graduated with a bachelor's degree in English, And, you know, she suppressed her love for music while trying to work in corporate America. But, you know, when God gives you a gift, you have to be able to just follow what's in your heart and what you were destined to do. And certainly that's
Hello?
What... There you are. Okay, I hear you now. I'm just like, oh, no. Okay, I got you now.
Brown sugar?
Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I can hear you. My phone is going dead, so I'm actually, that's why I'm not talking to you outside, because I'm trying to plug it in the wall and talk to you.
Okay, I got you.
So
honey,
now
I understand.
It's good.
Okay.
It's plugged in, and it won't go out.
We good now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We good.
Okay. I was just like, oh, no. We were just getting to the good part.
No, we ready, girl. We good. Let's
All
go.
Right now. Like I was expressing, my listeners know this is live radio. Things mm-hmm. happen, but it is what it is. We're raw and uncut here on Brown Sugar Radio. You certainly get it live, up close and personal. Okay, Michelle, tell us some more in regards to your gift and how you honed your skills that God blessed you with.
I mean, I took piano a long time. I just been singing and just really trying to make it. Like, my mom put me in voice lessons. I had the same voice teacher as Justin Timberlake and a lot of different other people. And I just been doing this. Like, I got a music scholarship to Florida A&M University.
Yes,
and music has just always, thank you, it's always been an avenue for me. It's always paved the way for me to do other things, so. I kind of got frustrated with it and thought I was going to work a normal job. Every time I run away from it, I have to come back.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's what
mm-hmm.
happens, I think, when, you know, as I was sharing with your fans, that,
uh-huh.
you know, when God ordains you for a specific talent or gift that you have, you know, you have to subdue to that at some point, you know, and you were just gifted. This is something you were blessed with. And, you know, I certainly... love the fact that, you know, you're so humble and down to earth. You have just an authentic appeal, you know, and that's why we can relate to you, because of the fact that you do keep it 100, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to ask you, as far as the struggle of, you know, rising above it all and becoming successful. If you weren't an overnight success, you know, tell us when was it that you actually landed, you know, your record deal, because that was a journey in itself.
A record deal, you know, and people got to understand, a record deal doesn't make you successful. A record deal is just the hardest part once you get it. It's just the hardest part of the issue, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's, you know what I'm saying, that was the hardest thing, but I still don't consider myself as successful as I want to be, because now I have to deal with the politics of the industry, and I have
right.
to deal with the people within the industry who are trying to block me. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? But every artist goes through it unless you just got a pass, you know what I'm saying, unless certain people find you and certain things. So,
right.
you know, looking at myself, I'm successful in the fact that I'm becoming mentally stable. And I consider
right.
that success. I'm able to deal with it more. Usually I pop off, curse you out. I try to curse somebody out twice a month.
Okay,
so,
let loose some stress, huh?
Yeah, I have to pop off twice a month. I try to get myself twice a month.
Okay.
So,
do you feel, though,
but,
because you're a woman, you know what I mean? I mean, seriously, do you think, you know what I mean, because of the fact that you're a female and maybe they look at you like, you know what, we just going to do what we want to do with her. Is that why you feel like you got to stand strong? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's that, and I think it's a lot of other things. The nature of the business is changing. I think it's the fact that I'm not a very submissive type artist. I think it's the fact that I'm very strong and that I'm very smart. And I know
yeah.
I deal with my business. I pay attention to how much money is being spent. I know what's going on the radio and why, you know, my BDS is off. And I know everything. So nobody
yeah.
wants you to be a dumb artist. It's easier for you to be a dumb artist and then package you than it is to deal with a smart black woman.
Wow. Girl, you done said something right there, okay? And you know what? I'm really glad that you're putting it out there, because for a lot of up-and-coming artists, please listen to what she's saying. You've got to take the wisdom as far as it's not just about singing. You have to know where your money's going, what it's being spent on, you know, because so many artists put their trust in the wrong people, and then they end up, you know, certainly not in a position where they see themselves. You know, 10 years from now, they don't have the goals achieved they wanted to. And
yep.
so definitely, you know, one thing, too, I love that you write songs that women, we can relate to, you know. We all have been through our ups and downs with relationships, you know, and, you know, with falling and I just can't do this. When you were expressing yourself, tell us what was your motivation behind writing those songs, and I'd love to get into the new song as well.
Falling, I don't like that record.
Okay.
I didn't write that record. That record was given to me, and I cut it, and I actually was sick as hell when I cut that record.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of women like it. I can't knock it if you like it. You know what I'm saying? I have to be like,
yeah, I like
okay,
it, girl.
Like,
okay.
A lot of people love it. It wasn't for
I
me.
Did.
But, you know, Can't Do This Now. Now, that's my baby. Like, I love that record. R. Kelly wrote that record actually for me because we were talking about I was going through a bad situation. So he called me one night and was like, I got this song. This song is what you're going through. So a lot of things I said are in that record. And that's just the kind of writer he is. He don't just, you know, he can, but a lot of times he does better writing when he talks to you.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Can't Do This is so true to me. And the new record, How Many Times, is really where I'm at. I'm just tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm really ready to settle. You know, I just got off the phone with my granddaddy today. He raised 12 kids on his own. And I
all
had
right
men
now.
Around me. Yes, and he just got out of the hospital today, so I was just in tears just a minute just talking to him.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know what a real man is supposed to look like, so I'm very tired
that's
of the boys that are being presented to me.
Okay.
It's just at a point now where, you know, they say they like to call you the angry black woman, and they like to call you the bitter woman, but the real about it is, I know that you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a man. So you know what?
Okay.
I'll be that. And I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do I have to go through this same bullshit?
Over and over again. That's it. You know, and I believe we've all been through that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have as a woman, and that's why I can relate to a lot of what you're saying, because enough is enough. And you get to a point where you feel like, you know what, I could do that all by myself. I don't need to put up and carry all this extra drama. And this is why, you know, I'm feeling your music, because of the fact that it's life. It's relationships. It's a part of our growth as a woman, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just know when you're willing to put up with, you know, enough is enough. We just can't cross that boundary, because then you start disrespecting yourself. And so what you're doing
like,
is, you know, with this song, I feel how many times is that you're just pretty much just laying it out there like, look, I'm done. This is it. I'm fed up and I've had enough. And we need to have that mentality. Don't settle. You know, for all my single ladies out there, this song that I'm going to play next for you by K. Michelle is telling you don't have to go through that nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
You don't
and
have
said
to settle.
Today on Twitter, I just was kind of like, you know, I know you want to pick up the phone. I know it's hard. You know, I get lonely too. You know what I'm saying? And loneliness is one of the worst diseases of all, because loneliness will make you accept things, make you degrade yourself, and make you settle. That is a disease. Once you get over not being lonely and controlling your emotions, then your life is better. And I'm very young, but I'm still, so I'm working on controlling my feelings, but I have times, like it's a man right now. He is very disrespectful, but he just started to act like that, and I like him. But guess what? I have to like myself more. I can't break up with myself to date you.
That's it. Yeah, you said it. And, you know, speaking of dating in the music industry, you know, I was going to ask you, since you have, you know, attained now this new profound thing, you know what I mean, do you find it hard to trust men now? You know what I mean? Like, do you know that they really love K. Michelle, or do they love what K. Michelle can do for them? I've always wondered,
A lot of men that I date are not in my field, but they're somewhat, like, I'm going to be honest. I love athletes. I think they're sexy.
All right.
I like stamina.
Okay. Right.
So, a lot of athletes really like me, and I don't approach them. They go find me. It's just a different thing. I want a man that we both upgrade each other. So I don't kind of look at it bad, like, what does King K. Michelle do for me? I look at it as I'm trying to build an empire, and I'm trying to build have a great man and build a team. He's supposed to be my teammate. So when I pass the ball, he's supposed to catch it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
So A lot of men I date, I really probably, if a man walks up to me on the street, I'm not going to date him. I have to give recommendations. I have to do something at this point because I just really want to, you know, do. So
right,
it's hard
you know?
To date because this circle, everybody dates each other in this circle. But, you know, it's like musical chairs where they stop, no one knows. But I just want to keep my legs closed because I don't want to have a rep. So I'll date
Look, for real. Because then they're going to say, hey, Michelle, slap her way to the top. You know, and that's, yeah, you don't want
honey,
that. You
as
know?
Much as I struggle, they should never say that out loud. Even if I did open my legs, all the shit that I've been through to try to make it, you should say, hey, Michelle, struggle to the top, and she had sex to calm her soul. That she can say anything.
Girl, that's you crazy.
Girl.
Okay,
bro,
I like the realness about you. You feel me? Right, you know? But I've often wondered, you know, myself too being a public figure. You know, I've been through you know how they say you got to kiss your frogs to get to your prince. And it took me some time, you know. I'm happily engaged now. But it took me some time, too, and I got to a point, you know, it was at that breaking point when I just gave up and I started focusing on myself and my children and building my career. That's when I realized that, wow, okay, you know, maybe it is something out there. Well, actually, you know what? I wasn't looking. You know what I mean? It happened and I wasn't looking, and I believe the same thing will happen for you, you know, when we least expect it.
Because I'm working so much. Now that you want somebody you can call, you know, and they talk back. You know what I'm saying? You know, you call Jesus, and I have a 7-year-old son, so that's another thing because you can't date a man that you wouldn't want your son to grow up like.
That girl, amen to that. Okay, that's real because
so
he's gonna teach him how exactly. How to represent, his manhood. You don't want all that drama. Now, how is, and we're going to play your single in just a moment, but I want to ask you, Kay Michelle, how is it balancing motherhood and your career, you know, now that you're in the limelight?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. Like, people think it can be hard because I cry because I miss him. But he gets it. My little man is 7 and he's going on 30. Like, he gives me his coat. When I'm up working, he's like, Mama, you need to get in the bed and go to sleep. He's 7. So he gets it, and I thank God for a child like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's important.
It's not like, why you not here? It's like, okay, my mama's a star. That's
He's like, look, my mama on 106 in Park.
He is very mature. He was a top reader in his class last year. Makes great grades. My mom and dad
all right
are together.
Now. That's
my mom and dad are together. So he's in a stable home. He goes to church every Sunday. He's very stable. So I just moved to L.A. so I can work. I'm about to get in acting. So
all right, girl, that's it. That's how you do it.
Yeah, but I'm going to bring him out here for the summer so he can do Disney World, so he can experience everything. So me and him, he's like my little best friend.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's important, you know. It's truly important to have that. And you know, one thing that I love, too, is your style. Now, I'm seeing you, girlfriend. You are rocking this. I was talking about you on Tuesday. I had a guest who is she's a fashion coordinator and image consultant. And I was sharing with her, I said, have you seen Kay Michelle's new, it's like, to me it looks like a denim blue. If I'm saying it incorrectly, please let me know. But that blue that you are rocking in your hair, girl, that's gorgeous.
You know what, people wanted to tell me my label, tell me no. And I said yes, and now my label loves it. And when I walk down the street, you know, it's so funny how we do each other as black people. Like, some people be like, oh, that's so ghetto. But you know, everywhere I go, white people stop me and be like, oh, my God, I love your hair. Oh, my God, I love your hair. Oh, what is
it's
that?
Cute.
I love your hair. So, you know, I love this blue hair. I probably have it for a minute. Like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do too. And like I said, I've seen you on the cover of the Be Entertainment magazine, and I think that blue, it looks pretty against your skin tone. You know what I'm saying? And
thank you.
I think, I mean, even when you were rocking, though, you had the Chinese bang cut with the blue, I mean, with the, excuse me, blonde highlights. That
was
pretty. Yes, I love that style. That's very pretty. Yeah. You know, right. And I was going to ask you as far as your style, because a lot of your fans, you know what I mean, they're like, hey, I want that. I'm sure they're in the beauty salon now telling they, you know, hairdresser, look, this is the look I want.
Yeah.
How do you come up with your creativity as far as, you know, an artist and looking different?
I'm not like a diva or nothing like that. I believe it's about the voice. I do what I want to do when it comes to clothes. Like right now I got on some flip-flops, some tight studded with a hat on, no makeup. I'm really a tomboy. I'm really a tomboy. And the new style
Girl,
for this
video.
Girl, you
rocking them heels, honey. Okay.
Yeah. This is the first. This is like the first video that's coming up. Benny Boom is shooting it next week. This is the first video where I actually thought about what I was going to wear.
Okay.
I love it. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, the style on this video, you would never expect from an urban artist. It's phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal. I did my research, honey. I was finding people out in London, honey. You gonna love it.
Girl, you better go ahead now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I love the vibe. I love the energy you have. I love the fact that you got such a swagger about your style. It's unique. We don't look at K. Michelle and say, oh, she look like another Sierra or another Beyonce or another Alicia Keys. I see K. Michelle. You feel me?
They be calling me that. They say she
look
like
but
Nicole.
But you have to me,
okay,
you're original.
But I look like. I'm like a Smurf, a mix between a Smurf and Ariel the Mermaid.
Okay.
That's more me.
Okay, look at this, girl. I'm telling you. Well, before I bring on your hot new single, How Many Times, hey, Michelle, can you please do a drop for Brown Sugar Radio?
Yes, I can. What up, y'all? It's your girl, K. Michelle, and I'm chilling, hanging, having a good time on Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, now, that's it. Well, y'all heard it first here. We're going to play her hot. I think it's hot, sexy, all that. You know, anytime you gain some independence, honey, and you find a man, let me stop. All right, but how many times is at a point? So here it is, y'all, on Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all definitely keep it locked.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Boom, 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 boom. If you were hurt like I was before, ladies, go turn up your radio. Cause I'ma sing this one for us.
All right. Well, there it is. K. Michelle, How Many Times? And that is her fiery new single. And she's just doing her thing. And we certainly want to make sure we support her and go out. And you can go on iTunes, I'm sure, and purchase that single as well as when her new album drops. I mean, this sister's got some major things going on. So I'm just truly excited. And, you know, she just has such an incredible, unique style. And, you know, I love her voice. It's beautiful. All of the anonymous guests in the chat room, I'd like to say thank you for joining us today. Certainly you can have the opportunity to join Blog Talk Radio. It's free. And you can create a user account. And please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that whenever you have an, you know, favorite celebrity or favorite guest that's appearing, you'll be notified by Brown Sugar Radio. All right? So anyway, thank you so much, K. Michelle, for coming through, and she did a phenomenal job, and she's just real. You know, we've all been through some trying times, and, you know, sometimes in life you have to go through that. But the good thing about it is that once you finally do get that good man or woman, you will certainly appreciate them at a higher level when you've been through some things in life. So our schedule coming up for next Tuesday, we've got some great things. Excuse me, no. On next Thursday, we have some great things coming up. And actually, I'm going to air every Tuesday and Thursday, so definitely continue to stay tuned. But on the 19th, we have Lady Emmy reappearing. She is a TV spokesperson as well as a model who's very beautiful and very smart. She'll be giving us some spring beauty tips along with Tami, who has a, now get this, this is the nail lady. And she's coming to my home to do a nail party. And I said, wow, how smart is that idea to actually bring your business to homes now? Especially with the recession and the economy going down and just different things, I just found her profession to just certainly be something that was interesting. She'll be here on Thursday. She does nail parties, bridal showers, all that. She'll come to you, okay? A mobile nail lady. Check that out. You don't have to wait in a salon no more and you know, get stressed out. But then also, too, I have some great things coming up, great artists and multiple different guests. Just keep it locked. Because on Brown Sugar Radio, we do have some phenomenal things that will be coming up. So please continue to just follow us and on Twitter. Speaking of which, for K. Michelle, for those of you, if you just put K. Michelle for Twitter, you can contact her there. As well as if you want to contact her, put in her Facebook page. If you put K. Michelle in and just Google her, you'll pop up. All her information will certainly be shown there, okay? And she's got some great events and things coming up. You can catch her on all of her social networks to continue to follow her, okay? But all the K. Michelle fans that are just now coming through, she has actually already come and gone. But the good thing about Blog Talk, you can always hit that rewind button. Listen to the archive segment. Check her out. She has such a beautiful voice. She was speaking about life and just her motherhood, her childhood, and you know, singlehood, all right? She broke it all the way down for us today on Brown Sugar Radio. So it is what it is. I enjoyed her, and I enjoy all the listeners that are coming through right now. Thank you for your continued support on one of the live shows on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and close. And one of the things I always enjoy doing is closing with a motivational or some type of inspirational quote. And the quote that I have today is, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a man's determination. Okay? So just know, anything that you want to put your mind to, anything that you want to achieve, you can do it as long as you believe in yourself first and have that extreme determination. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Breathtaking topics,
the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.